in the divided kingdom, the evening news program many of you have come to know and trust. We have such vital info tonight that we thank these networks for carrying out warnings to God's people. WWCR.com, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, and our newest venue, KStarTalkRadio.com. Visit their websites for listening times. Visit our own archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Mr. and Mrs. America, Elizabeth Cuppert Cavalli and I, Lou Cavalli, are your hosts on this Shocking Revelations program. Elizabeth has mentioned how I always advise her to, quote, never let down her guard, unquote. This old adage is phenomenally true when it comes to hidden aspects of the globalist, satanic, New World Order plan. First, the control grid. We had mentioned recently that Easy Pass on Route 50, the beach route in Maryland used by millions every summer, will no longer accommodate cash toll booths. Now, realizing that Easy Pass is not a local or one-state plan, the entire inside cover page of the magazine AAA World from March and April 2020 states the following. Here's the page text in its entirety. Easy savings. Always cheapest. Accepted everywhere. Save money and reduce confusion. Use Easy Pass every time you travel the Pennsylvania Turnpike to pay the lowest rate available. Easy Pass is the only payment method accepted at every tolling point.
Did you hear that, listeners? I have to interrupt. It isn't voluntary, is it?
No. You either use this or nothing.
Pick it up.
And so it says Easy Pass is the only payment method accepted at every tolling point on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Download the Pennsylvania Turnpike Easy Pass app to register your account, monitor transactions, and update your vehicle and payment information. Buy Easy Pass today at AAA. Pennsylvania Turnpike Easy Pass, save every time. www.paturnpike.com/EasyPass. And we have this little footnote at the bottom. Easy Pass transponders must be registered before use. Once registered, they may be used after 24 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and after 48 hours on all other roads that accept Easy Pass. Can you see how the globalist giant corporations, Apple and DARPA, invented Google, are going to facilitate this astounding takeover of privacy?
Because I think it shows at the bottom of that page, doesn't it? You can use the app from Apple.
Yes, it does show that, yes.
And something about Google. You can do something with Google.
I believe. Let me take a closer look at that. Yes, it has Apple Store available on the Apple Store. And get it on Google Play. Those are both, as Elizabeth said, at the bottom of the page. So, where you go, who goes with you, how long will you still be able to travel freely, even on rural secondary roads? Phone booths disappeared a decade ago. No privacy at all in the all-phone clouds. Now, landlines are disappearing. Keep your landline and keep a modicum of freedom. A little longer for those who love in America.
And the
kids.
Ones that you love the most, your children, your
That's
grandchildren.
Right.
Because we really must look ahead to what they're going to have to face. And, it was an awful shock to me personally when the phone booths disappeared. Because we were already into our radio work and we really needed some privacy from Big Brother. So sometime when you're at the mercy of only the cell phone world and everything is in the cloud, you'll look back and you'll think, I wish I had tried to retain my landline. That's just what Lou and I have chosen to do.
Yes, that's exactly right.
But that's only one item. There's so many other items we have to get to.
Oh, yes. And the NWO has the insane urge to put you all in self-driving cars sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's the ultimate attempt and plan, I think, that they want to make. Yes, and the Easy Pass changes are big news on the globalists' coming agenda, this tyranny plan. But you know, developing this easy pass is really dwarfed by the news reported on InfoWars Friday, February 21st. UN Event 201, held in New York City, celebrated the UN mock-up of a pandemic. This would be the October 18th, 2019 World Military Games, held at, we kid you not, Wuhan, China. This was weeks before news of the emerging outbreak broke. During the World Military Games Wuhan simulation of a virus outbreak, the UN and other countries participated. A large group of Chinese troops had the blue helmets on. I wonder whether Michael New is listening, that first patriot in America who refused to put that blue helmet on and paid a big price. The U.S. alone at this drill had sent 300 military to participate. It is beginning to look more and more as though the coronavirus debacle was planned against humanity, against freedom, a weapon to destroy nationalism and install globalism.
That's right.
And, you know, I think that you have a little bit more, do you, or do I have
the
next bullet points?
No, I have a little bit. Yes, Elizabeth, here are some of the highly suspicious key bullet points. Monday, February the 1st, Tucker Carlson tonight, Fox News interviewed Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox's resident medical authority. Siegel, reporting directly from Dulles Airport outside Washington, said that Customs and Border agents told him that day, one, two flights from Japan and South Korea went straight through very little or no testing seemed to be going on.
And now we may allude to this in that we don't know whether we'll have time, but apparently President Trump was betrayed. His orders were sabotaged, and I believe he will be speaking tonight as we do this program at 6 p.m. You'll be hearing the program on February 27th for the first time. But go ahead. I mean, this is shocking. Give us that point again, what Dr. Siegel learned.
Yes, Dr. Siegel reported from Dulles Airport. He said that Customs and Border agents told him that very day, two flights from Japan and South Korea went straight through with very little or no testing. He said very little or no testing seemed to be going on. He also learned of a flight going to New York City and then, unbelievably, right on to China. Yes, I said China. Are we failing to keep the American people safe from the COVID-19 deliberately? Siegel and Carlson were amazed that only three labs in the U.S. were ready to test people. Elizabeth?
The next bullet point is leveled at the CDC. The organization, praised heavily by Dr. Anthony Fauci in the New York Times, reported by InfoWars Wednesday, February 26th. Fauci, a longtime controversial figure dating back to the murky world of the AIDS pandemic, told the Times, just keep on doing what we're doing, and he extolled the CDC for doing a great job. Perhaps providing more details of this so-called great job, again, Tucker Carlson, Tuesday, February 25th, listed the biographical facts of WHO head, and that's the World Health Organization head, Tedros. In Ethiopia, when he was in power, he covered up cholera, saying it was, quote, just watery diarrhea. Thus, it spread to other countries and numerous people died. Next, he tried to have destroyer of Rhodesia, Zimbabwe's Robert Mugabe, appointed to a goodwill ambassador position for WHO, WHO, the World Health Organization. Tedros was the number three person in power in the Marxist regime in Ethiopia. In 2017, the AP did a report on Tedros, that he was advocating socialized medicine worldwide. On that February 25th, Tuesday night, Dr. Mark Siegel, again, reported in from the Nebraska Coronavirus Advanced Facility. A head spokeswoman told him, comparing the Ebola, which she had helped fight earlier, to this newer coronavirus, that the coronavirus was much more contagious. And a few more startling bullet points. Wednesday, February 26th, InfoWars. It was information that we heard that Science Magazine reports that President Obama sold this coronavirus to China about 5 years ago. Next, Wednesday, February 26th, the CDC continues to urge not to test for the coronavirus. The spokeswoman for the CDC dictum is, surprise, surprise, Rod Rosenstein's sister, Nancy. We already know, and we've reported on this to you listeners, that she plays a strong role in heading the secret vaccine court. Wednesday, February 26th, Mike Adams interviews Dr. Francis Boyle, and they discuss the dangers of any hastily produced vaccine for COVID-19. Mike says that 1,000 coronavirus infections were known a week ago, and he believes we may well have over 4,000 infections in the U.S. now. Mike Adams asks the question whether this has been a bioterrorism attack on American cities produced by infected people flying in. What, he asks, is the content of the classified hearing given to Congress? Is the CDC telling Congress martial law will have to come to America? Mike believes the outbreak may be a trap to blame Trump later. Certainly, a global economic collapse could be part of such an indictment, too. In Italy, roadblocks and armed police are on the roads. Dr. Boyle cautions the CDC has been up to nefarious things since the Reagan years. USAID helped use Ebola vaccines, finally admitting they were dangerous. Boyle, respected author of the Bioweapons Treaty, says that any hasty vaccines for the coronavirus will be dangerous, and he will not take them. Mike Adams points out that the CDC's haste in producing tests for the coronavirus gave false negatives. Rush Limbaugh tells a listener who calls in that he's never heard of Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Mike says he loves and prays for Rush because we all know that he has advanced lung cancer and received the Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union address. But Mike says, Rush, get up to speed.
Another bullet point. Matt Bracken, ex-Navy SEAL and survivalist author, projects the possibility that, quote, in 3 to 4 months, the U.S. will be in pandemic mode, too, unquote. He says, quote, there is strong evidence the incubation period may be 20 days, not 14. They're letting people out of quarantine in 14 days. This, Bracken says, makes bureaucratic, not medical sense. Confirmed fatality rate in first world best medical practices scenario is about 2%. The fatality rate could go up to 20% in blue cities, degradation conditions in the United States. And now, let's see, we have a number of important things to read. Shall I go on with that, Elizabeth?
Yes, I believe now we're looking at the world situation, are we not?
That is exactly right. We have
a world coronavirus.
Yes, a world overview. The next headline, coronavirus spreads to Germany, Switzerland, Croatia, Iraq, Spain, Algeria, Austria, and Brazil, while cases explode in Italy by 45% in one day. Dated Tuesday, February the 25th, 2020, by Mike Adams. Over the last 36 hours or so, the coronavirus spread has now been confirmed in a slew of new countries, including Germany, Switzerland, Croatia, Iraq, Spain, Algeria, and Austria. Cases are already confirmed in Belgium, Lebanon, Finland, Sweden, Egypt, Sri Lanka, Israel, Cambodia, Nepal, Afghanistan, Russia, and many other countries. An infection is now suspected in Brazil, which would make it the first South American nation to confirm a coronavirus infection, bringing the virus to a whole new continent. According to Brazil's health ministry, one test of a local patient has reportedly come back positive. A second confirmation test is necessary to make the diagnosis, quote-unquote, official. These are irrefutable facts, yet we still have naysayers throughout the media and across the cultural landscape who claim none of this is happening, that the coronavirus bioweapon system is, quote, just another flu, unquote, or that it's a grand hoax being perpetrated by all these countries as some elaborate staged event to commit economic suicide for some unknown reason. Pandemic denialism is essentially the flat earth version of epidemiology. According to the denialists, all the nations listed above are faking it, sacrificing their national economics to carry out some sort of elaborate hoax for some unimaginable reason.
And who is the author of this one, Lou?
This is Mike Adams.
This is Mike.
Yep,
okay.
This is Mike. He goes on to say, Rush Limbaugh, meanwhile, still insists the coronavirus is just the flu. It is a reminder why highly intelligent and influential people should stick to their areas of expertise and not wander at areas where they very likely and very quickly demonstrate their shocking technical ignorance and lack of knowledge. Coronavirus infections exploded overnight in Italy, rising to 322 confirmed cases, an increase of 100 from the previous day. To try to stop the spread of the virus, Italy is running armed roadblocks surrounding 12 towns, prohibiting road travel. According to the Epoch Times, no one in Italy even knows the source of the outbreak, completely obliterating any argument from the World Health Organization officials that it is, quote-unquote, contained or, quote-unquote, not a pandemic. Italian health officials haven't yet identified the source of the outbreak. Angelo Borelli, the head of the Italian Civil Protection Department, said the case count grew from 222 to 322. That represents a 45% increase in just a 24-hour period from Monday evening to Tuesday evening. According to the pandemic denialists, of course, Italy must be faking it for some reason. Yes, it's an insane idea, but that's what is now being promoted by the left-wing media and even some conservative journalists. Notably, the very bureaucrat in Iran who told everybody the virus was no big deal is now infected himself. Only a day earlier, a coughing and heavy sweating Iraj Harichi said at a televised news conference in Tehran that, quote, the situation is almost stable in the country, unquote. Health Ministry spokesman Kianush Jahanpour confirmed Harichi had the virus. Harichi himself posted an online video saying he had it and that he had quarantined himself at home. He promised that authorities would bring the virus under control. That's reassuring, huh? The very government bureaucrat sitting in quarantine after accidentally getting infected is telling us all the government has it under control. The irony is almost pure comedy, if it weren't so tragic. Now, let's see what else we have here. From the British Broadcasting Corporation, February the 25th, 2020. We have a picture of a whole bunch of people wearing masks, obviously in England. And a summary says UN health officials are flying into Iran, and possibly that's where this picture was taken from. I might be wrong about that. UN health officials are flying into Iran amid concerns about the scale of the outbreak there. Iran's deputy health minister tests positive for coronavirus and is self-isolating himself in a hotel in Tenerife. No, I think there's a lack of punctuation there. Self-isolating. A hotel in Tenerife, which I believe is in the Canary Islands, I could be wrong, is locked down after a visiting Italian doctor tested positive. The Gulf states have imposed more flight restrictions in an effort to try to slow the spread. South Korea says it will test more than 200,000 members of a Christian sect for coronavirus. All right, we also have from Austria. I'm afraid I cannot pronounce the name of the newspaper. It's a Salzburger, and it's in that German type of...
Something with Nacht, I think, for
yes,
night, isn't it?
It looks like
it
that. It really does.
Spell
yes.
It.
Nachrichten. Nachrichten, perhaps?
Maybe that sounds about right.
At any rate, it says first coronavirus cases in Austria, hotel locked. The new type of coronavirus has arrived in Austria. In Tyrol, a couple of the Bergamo region in Italy confirmed their suspicions on Tuesday. The infected are in quarantine. In the early evening, a hotel near downtown Innsbruck, the woman's workplace, and the Italian woman's home in the state capital were officially blocked. This is done in order to find possible contact persons and, quote, to carry out all necessary clarifications, unquote, it said from the state side. And it continued, and these are the words of Governor Gunther Platter, quote, security and provision are now our top priority. The authorities are in close coordination with the health facilities and the workplace of the woman, said Governor Gunther Platter. The two infected people must remain in quarantine until the weekend, said Gunter Weiss, director of the Innsbruck University for Clinic for Internal Medicine. The couple traveled to Innsbruck on Friday by automobile. And it says both are cooperating, very cooperative, and they are in good shape, said Weiss. The woman had mild symptoms on Saturday and mild fever on Sunday. Her boyfriend was fever-free until Sunday morning, but then had a slightly elevated temperature and a slight fever on the following 2 days. Said the doctor, quote, as of today, Tuesday, both are fever-free again. The Italian lives and works in Innsbruck. Her boyfriend,
you know, Lou, that reminds us of something that we've heard.
Yes.
That some people could get well, and then this thing would come back like a boomerang.
Yes, that's a very sobering thought.
Yes, continue.
Let's see, the Italian and her boyfriend both had come to the Innsbruck clinic on Monday evening after informing the control center. The outpatient clinic, let's see, I think there might be a word skipped here. Let's see if I can puzzle through this. I'll read it the way it says, and perhaps it'll make sense. The own outpatient clinic for suspected coronavirus cases announced by the state of Tyrol was apparently still in its infancy. It will be set up at the Innsbruck clinic and will go into operation, quote, in the next few days, unquote, said Health Minister Bernhard Tilg, T-I-L-G. As a result of the two corona cases, Interior Minister Karl Niehammer wants to link the warning chain with the Italian authorities even more closely, quote, in order to be able to react even more decisively, faster, and with all severity, unquote. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, KURZ, promised all measures to prevent spreading as best as possible. The primary goal was to protect the Austrian population and to do everything, quote, to prevent as far as possible that it would spread further, Kurz said on the sidelines of his trip to London. The Vorarlberg suspected coronavirus cases have not been confirmed. On Tuesday, after the results of the two samples had been sent, the all-clear was given. The state press office was informed. So far, there have been 7 suspected cases in Vorarlberg, but the occurrence of the coronavirus has not yet been determined in the westernmost state. In Austria, 59 hospitals are already equipped to treat suspected coronavirus cases and COVID-19 diseases. The Ministry of Health published a list of hospitals on Tuesday. Most are at 15 in Upper Austria, followed by 14 in Lower Austria, 8 in Tyrol, and 6 in Salzburg. There are 5 facilities equipped for treatment in Carinthia and Vorarlberg, 4 in Styria, and 1 in Burgenland. In Vienna, the Kaiser Franz Joseph Hospital is the first point of contact for suspected cases. The 4th medical department there specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of such viral diseases. How many beds there are on isolated wards across Austria was initially not ascertainable on Tuesday. And we have something here from, also from Austria. This was, let's see now, this is the Tagesspiegel, which is a German newspaper. I think headquartered in Berlin, if I'm not mistaken. And do we have a date here? Let's see. Well, I'm not sure about the exact date. But it does say Austrian authorities block hotel in Innsbruck. Here's the date, February the 25th. Austrian authorities have blocked the Grand Hotel Europa in Innsbruck because of the coronavirus. Guests are currently not allowed in and out of the hotel. An Italian woman infected with the virus is said to have worked in the hotel in downtown Innsbruck. The borders between Italy and neighboring countries should remain open for the time being. This was announced by the Italian Interior Minister, Roberto Speranza, after a meeting with his colleagues from Germany, France, Austria, Croatia, and Switzerland. Germans are probably among the approximately 1,000 people in a sealed hotel on Tenerife. One has to assume that it was set in circles of the Federal Foreign Office in Berlin. A hotel guest from Italy had previously tested positive for the coronavirus. According to the authorities, the number of virus diseases in China increases by 508. The previous day, there were 409 new cases. The total number of sick people is now 77,658. The death toll increased by 71 after 150 the day before. In the province of Hubei alone, 68 of the 71 deaths are reported and 499 of the 508 new cases. So far, a total of 2,663 people in China have died from the virus. Let's see what else we have here. They have a little chart showing the increase, a graph. And let's see. I believe that completes that article. I think I have one more in this group here. Let me see now. No, I think maybe
I think I now
go
you move to
you.
Me,
yes.
And there's a little more detail on Italy.
Okay.
And this was February 21st, Natural News, Friday. Italy locks down 50,000 people across 10 towns as coronavirus outbreak leapfrogs across Europe. Natural News. As the coronavirus outbreak explodes across Asia, spreading to the Middle East and Europe, a rash of new infections in Italy has caused the Italian government to order 50,000 people into lockdown status while closing schools, bars, and public spaces across 10 towns. Five doctors and 10 other people tested positive for the virus in Lombardy after apparently frequenting the same bar and group of friends with two other cases in Veneto, authorities said at a press conference, reports the IB Times. All public activities such as carnival celebrations, church masses, and sporting events have been banned for up to a week. In addition, IB Times reports that 250 additional people have been placed in quarantine after having close contact with those who already tested positive. The local railway is now skipping three stations, underscoring how quickly this pandemic can collapse local infrastructure. Italian officials are now attempting to create a, quote, sanitary ring, end of quote, around the village of Vo Euganeo, much in the same way China tried to lock down Wuhan, but ultimately failed. We wonder, will Italy weld shut the steel doors of entire apartment complexes like China did? Or will we see a less draconian approach in Europe? Either way, it doesn't seem to matter. The virus escaped the strict quarantine measures in China, killing so many people there that the Chinese government had to bring in 40 mobile incineration ovens just to deal with all the corpses. The number of coronavirus infections outside China has doubled in less than a week, now exceeding 1,150 people and growing exponentially. Meanwhile, coronavirus infections have exploded in South Korea, literally doubling overnight as a super spreader was believed to have infected hundreds of other attendees at her local church. The CDC is now warning U.S. hospitals to prepare for a surge in coronavirus patients in the United States. And I believe I have something more than on Japan. Japan rolls out policies aimed at containing mass infection. And I believe that this came from the Japan Times. The health ministry on Tuesday rolled out a basic set of policies on handling COVID-19 infections as the government tries desperately to curb the spread of the disease within the limited window available. And again, this, we said, I believe, was February 25th. So it's rather recent. The move came amid apprehension over the growing spike in domestic cases and their deepening severity, with reports emerging Tuesday of the fourth fatality among those previously aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship. The nation's total tally of infected people has risen day by day, widening as of Tuesday to 17 prefectures. By the evening, a host of cities had reported cases, including five in Hokkaido, three in Nagoya, and one each in Kumamoto, Sapporo, and Nagano, the first in Nagano Prefecture. A Japanese man in his 80s died at a hospital due to the new coronavirus, according to a government source, marking the fourth death linked to the Diamond Princess. Tuesday's developments brought the total number of confirmed cases in Japan to 861. That's under 861, of which 709 are related to the quarantine cruise ship. The Professional Soccer J League on Tuesday postponed all matches until March 15th due to fears over the outbreak. Advertising giant Dentsu Incorporated said a male employee in his 50s working in its headquarters in Tokyo was infected with the virus and told all of the roughly 5,000 employees there to work from home. In principle, at this point, we are at a crucial moment in preventing the escalation of mass infection, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said. To have absolute and effective infection prevention measures and to curtail the speed of any increase in patients are critically important for containing prevalence. In principle, the policies officially unveiled Tuesday follow the health ministry's previous guidelines for stopping the virus from spreading, avoid overwhelming hospitals, and prioritize treatment for those who are at risk of developing serious pneumonia. Those with mild cold-like symptoms are pressed to stay in their homes and refrain from visiting hospitals to stamp out a possibility of mass infection and protect those who are most vulnerable, the elderly and people with pre-existing conditions. If the elderly and people with pre-existing conditions don't have cold-like symptoms but need a prescription, they will be able to get one by talking to a doctor over the phone, according to the guidelines. And now, Lou, I believe you're picking up the rest of that story.
That's right. Under the basic set of policies, the government will also advise all people to stay away from large gatherings and tell those in areas where there has been an uptick in cases to stay inside their homes. In those places, hospitals that are not designated as accommodating patients with infectious diseases will, nonetheless, be asked to take in possible COVID-19 cases. Koji Wada, a professor of public health at the International University of Health and Welfare in Tokyo, said calls for the public to self-quarantine are necessary in areas with a sizable cluster of coronavirus infections, such as Hokkaido or Aichi Prefecture. The government has also encouraged people to wash their hands and cover their mouths, as well as their nose, when sneezing. The elderly and people with pre-existing conditions had already been advised to avoid crowded areas. Even though it is not thought that the virus can be transmitted through the air, there is a risk of infection if many people are talking in close proximity within a confined space, even without coughs or sneezes.
And now, Lou, didn't we hear that if this thing was an amalgam of SARS and maybe even the HIV fragments of it, that something about it could be enhanced to reach out 6 feet? I think
that's
we heard
what I've
that.
Heard. Yes.
Yeah. So you see, you're hearing all these different things, and you have to sort through them and ascertain what is true. Go ahead.
Yes. And let me interject. What I just read seems to be a contradiction. It says, even though it is not thought that the virus can be transmitted through the air, now hear that, but then it says there is a risk of infection if many people are talking in close proximity.
See? It makes no sense at all, does it?
No, it doesn't make sense. That's entirely contradictory.
Right.
Well, the article goes on to say, the government has not issued a nationwide standard for canceling events, but has asked for event sponsors to consider whether they are necessary. In areas with an increasing number of patients, though, Health Minister Katsunobu Kato, or Kato, said the government would urge them to exercise restraint. The policy reflects a rapidly evolving situation in which a growing number of people in Japan with no travel history to China, where the recent strain is thought to have originated, have become infected with the virus and experienced respiratory illnesses. It also comes after the central government was rebuked by some for what they described as a slow and inept initial responses to the virus outbreak. Kato said the public health insurance system will cover the cost of carrying out COVID-19 testing, and the 28 people who disembarked the Diamond Princess, that was the cruise ship, were showing symptoms such as fever. Kato said at a news conference Tuesday afternoon, quote, "We are trying to stop one group of patients from creating another group of patients." Pointing out there are clusters of coronavirus patients appearing in the country with no apparent infection routes, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe stressed that the government will step up its support to those areas in order to contain the virus and prevent it from spreading further. The government, Abe added, will promote the adoption of telecommuting, encourage staggering commuting hours, and ensure that workers with cold-like symptoms can take sick leave. On Monday, the government convened its third meeting of infectious disease experts. The experts warned that the response in the next 1 to 2 weeks will determine whether the novel virus will spread further in Japan, possibly on a mass scale, or be contained. But some experts are worried that the threat will remain, said Paul Hunter, a professor of health protection at the University of East Anglia in Norwich, England. And this quote was in an email to the Japan Times, quote, "Even if Japan gets through the next 2 weeks without a major epidemic, that does not necessarily mean the threat will have passed. The following 2 weeks may be just as critical."
And Hunter surmised in this article that the epidemic might go through most of this year and possibly into the next. Countries elsewhere that have been hit by the pneumonia-causing strain, such as Italy and South Korea, have taken drastic measures, including shutting down schools, businesses, and large conferences. And now we're going to move on and just take a quick look at England. And this was from the Evening Standard, London, February 26, 2020. New coronavirus alert issued by health officials as Brits are urged to keep their distance. Millions of people were today urged to keep their distance to stop an outbreak of coronavirus spreading in Britain. With more and more cases being confirmed in Asia, Europe, and also the first diagnosis in South America, in Brazil, scientists were racing to learn more about the virus. "The most important thing we are realizing is it's really infectious, but it's infectious if you are close up with people," WHO coronavirus response envoy Dr. David Nabarro told BBC Radio 4's Today program. Quote, "So social distancing, learning to actually not have to be very close with each other, is really important," end of quote. London faces particular challenges, given it is one of the most visited cities in the world, with hundreds of thousands of people packing into the tube every day. Public Health England Medical Director Yvonne Doyle told its board meeting this morning that 19,000 people had called its helpline last night. She said, "If the situation changed and we were trying to mitigate spread, we would look at school closures." Ms. Doyle added that two of the four Diamond Princess passengers had now tested negative for coronavirus. U.S. oil giant Chevron yesterday sent home 300 workers from its Canary Wharf office after an employee who had recently returned from a country hit by coronavirus reported flu-like symptoms. 13 people have been treated in the UK for COVID-19, which is not believed to be transmitting between people here. In other developments, 30 new cases were confirmed in Lombardy and Veneto, northern Italy, taking the total to 317, with four children, including a four-year-old girl, infected. The death toll rose by one person to 12. The illness has now spread to 7 other Italian regions, including Sicily in the far south, with a total number of cases nationwide climbing above 350. Italians, or people who had recently visited the north of the country, have tested positive in Spain, Austria, Switzerland, Croatia, and France. 4 people, including a doctor who had been in northern Italy and who were staying at the H10 Costa Adige Palace in Tenerife, have tested positive for the virus, with Britons among hundreds of holidaymakers confined, at least temporarily, to their hotel rooms. Another hotel, which Lou mentioned to you, in Innsbruck, Austria, named locally as the Grand Hotel Europa, was in quarantine after an Italian receptionist was reportedly diagnosed with the virus. A 60-year-old Frenchman has died of the virus in a Paris hospital, the first French fatality. It is the second coronavirus death in France after an 80-year-old Chinese man died this month. German health chief said a man in his 40s with an underlying health condition and who contracted COVID-19 was in a critical condition and had been taken to a specialist hospital in Dusseldorf. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention urged Americans to prepare for an outbreak as a pandemic was likely. America has reported 57 cases of the virus. The first positive test in South America has been recorded after 61-year-old Brazilian man, a man who had recently been to northern Italy, tested positive. And now I believe we're back to you, Lou, with the next part.
Yes, now we have from Fox News. Dated February the 26th, 2020, cruise ship MSC Meraviglia turned away from 2 Caribbean ports amid coronavirus concerns. Amid the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak, MSC Cruises' Meraviglia ship was turned away from 2 ports in the Caribbean yesterday because one crew member fell ill, reportedly with a common seasonal flu. On Tuesday, the MSC Meraviglia was denied permission to dock in Oco Rios, Jamaica, and Georgetown, Cayman Islands, after it was reported that a crew member from the Philippines was ill. Concerned that the man might be sick with the coronavirus amid the ongoing global outbreak, authorities at both ports turned the ship away, the New York Times reports. The ocean liner is said to be carrying over 4,500 passengers and 1,600 crew members. According to the Associated Press, the cruise ship employee is suspected to be sick with the flu, and said that MSC was, quote-unquote, frustrated with the double denial. Now the Meraviglia will sail onward to Mexico, MSC Cruises said. All right, now let's see what else we have. Here we have an article by Mike Adams, February the 12th. China reports 33% surge in coronavirus infections over 24 hours. Bringing new, and he has in parentheses rigged, total to over 60,300. Literally overnight, China just clocked a 33% surge in coronavirus infections, adding over 15,000 new infections to yesterday's previous total of around 45,000, bringing the new total to 60,329.
And what was the date of this article?
This is back on the 12th of February.
Yes, so this was somewhat earlier.
Yes. This sudden surge in reporting infection numbers just blew away all the pandemic denialists, naysayers, and poo-pooers who have been absurdly claiming the pandemic is already over and that, quote, China has it under control, unquote. Clearly, China's situation is completely out of control. And it's widely believed by credible scientists and researchers that even these new astonishing numbers are rigged by the Chinese government to substantially downplay the real severity of the outbreak. In reality, everything China reports should be multiplied by about 10, so the very likely real numbers are probably a lot closer to 600,000 infected and at least 13,000 dead. But China will never report the real numbers, of course. So here's a look at the official rigged numbers for today. And he has a diagram here, or actually a map along with some statistics. On my copy, it's a little hard to read, so I won't bore you with all the numbers. But if you go to his website, you can get the latest. Naturalnews.com is Mike's website. If you do the math, and back to the article, if you do the math, by the way, there are now over 520 coronavirus infections outside of China, completely blowing away any silly claim that this is just a China thing. It's amazing how quickly the propaganda has collapsed, both from China and the lying fake news media in the Western world. Back in January, China first told us there was no pandemic at all. What, me worry? Then, once the exploding infections could no longer be covered up, they slapped a draconian quarantine on Wuhan and told us the pandemic would be, quite, quote, contained at all costs, unquote, by February the 8th. The "We've Got It All Under Control" chapter of this tragic comedy. Now that we're already 4 days beyond February the 8th, the pandemic numbers are exploding like never before, surging in ways that are eviscerating all the prediction models, which were concluding that a worst case by today would show just under 48,000 infections. I guess the worst case just got worster. And nobody is yet modeling the worst case, because no one dared imagine this whole thing would not be contained. Well, a correction. I did. This is Mike Talk, Mike Adams. And so did Alex Jones and Francis Boyle, and the writers at Zero Hedge, and Max Slavo, and Dave Hodges, too. We all knew this had the makings of a global pandemic that couldn't be stopped. So, as it turns out, we were weeks ahead of the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and Washington Post at telling you what was coming. Now the denialists who once said this was, quote, no worse than the flu, unquote, are having to quickly recalibrate. Perhaps they mean no worse than the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918. But even that may pale in comparison to what's coming.
Yes, and all these updates we've been giving are really amplifying this idea that
That's
it
exactly
is becoming
right.
a pandemic. What is your next article's title, Lou, there?
The next one is, let me see.
Is it about the black swan idea?
It's about more the economic end of it. Still think the global supply chain is fine? Procter & Gamble warns of 17,600
products.
Yes,
let's get into that one next.
Again, from Natural News, Mike Adams. This one is dated February the 25th, quite recent. In yet another devastating piece of news for the financial markets and global supply chains, consumer products giant Procter & Gamble has warned that the company's 17,600 products used 9,000 materials that come from 387 factories and suppliers across China, and that all of them may be disrupted by the coronavirus pandemic.
And may I ask you what the numerical marking was at the top of that article? Was it a 3-something?
That was a 5.
That was a 5.
Yes.
Okay. I think I was going to tell a little bit about the black swan coronavirus, that it was slamming the economy 10 times harder than a hurricane. But you're giving the real aspects of that, and if we have time, I'll add a little more later. But go ahead.
All right, and as anyone who has been following the stock market knows, it went down about a combined total of 1,900 points on Monday and Tuesday of this week, because these people at the stock market know very well that these things are going to be a challenge to any kind of manufacturing. Said CFO John Mueller during a speech at the Consumer Analyst Group of New York Conference, as reported by CIPS.org, quote, each of these suppliers faces their own challenges in resuming operations, unquote. Chinese demand for both copper and petroleum fuels has plummeted over the last 30 days, indicating a sharp plunge in factory production. CIPS.org quotes a TrendForce report that reveals the coronavirus is hitting the semiconductor industry especially hard, resulting in, quote, high impact, unquote, on the smartphone industry due to supply chain chaos. That same report also explains, quote, although automakers can compensate for material shortage to overseas factories, the process of capacity expansion and shipping of goods is still expected to create gaps in the overall manufacturing process. As CIPS.org explains, quote, analyst Mintek said the virus was swamping markets with uncertainty. According to the article, supply chain chaos is also hitting food and spice markets. Other products affected include pork, The price has rocketed 167% year on year and 11% month on month to the first week of February. And chicken, where ships carrying it from the U.S. to mainland China are being diverted to ports in Hong Kong, South Korea, Taiwan, and Vietnam. Supplies of garlic are also under threat. China commands 80% of the export market, along with dried ginger. Prices delivered to the U.S. have grown by 26%, quarter on quarter. Procter & Gamble is a massive chemical giant producing thousands of chemically manufactured consumer products that are sold almost everywhere around the world. These products are, of course, heavily laced with toxic chemicals, making P&G, that is Procter & Gamble, one of the worst polluters in the world when it comes to the use and discarding of their products. But that's a point for another day. Some of the many products Procter & Gamble represents include Dawn, Dish Soap, Tide, Bounce, Cascade, Gain, Ivory Soap, Joy, Pantene, Head & Shoulders, Crest, Scope Mouthwash, Oral-B, CoverGirl, Olay, Gillette, Tampax, Always, Charmin, Old Spice, and many more. Procter & Gamble is also known as a left-wing cult-like virtue signaling company, that's in quotes, virtue signaling company, that uses advertising to try to attack men and promote cultural progressivism along the lines of LGBT themes, including transgenderism. But again, that's a different topic for a different day.
And so now, you finished that one?
Yeah, I did, yes.
Yes, this Black Swan idea. I'm looking here at an article that came out in February. I think it was on the 13th, and it was from the Fox News, the business, Fox Business Network. And they gave an idea here of what this Black Swan thing is, that this term was popularized in Nassim Taleb's book of the same name about catastrophes so unlikely they are completely unforeseen. So you see, this COVID-19 is kind of a black swan deal because nobody saw this coming. And again, they talk about how it is going to affect the economy very greatly, and that I'm just scanning here, that some of these companies like Apple, Disney, McDonald's, Starbucks, and Tesla have temporarily shuttered or reduced operations in the country. And additionally, American, United, and Delta Airlines have grounded flights. Now, of course, that's dated now. That was back more at the beginning. And then we had an article here that, again, talked about the cases jumping, the number of cases. This was February 24th in Italy, South Korea, and Iran. And so we don't want to repeat a lot of that again, but we're really watching that whole situation. And apparently, we can see a picture here. People are lined up to buy face masks at a store in Daegu, South Korea, and that's Monday, February 24th. And South Korea's president, Moon Jae-in, on Sunday put the country on the highest alert. And so now we're going to have to start to move back, I think, to America and see what's going on. And I have number 8. Do you have anything before that? I have number 7.
I have some 6s here about coronavirus exploding across the globe. I also have San Francisco, a short article on
that. I think that the part where it says now we're coming back to America, don't you have that part where that begins? Now we're coming back. See, we've been looking at the whole world situation. Look in the middle of one of those. Doesn't it say something like that? We're now coming back home.
Not that I can spot.
Okay. All right. Now, why don't you get into San Francisco then?
Yes. This was from Natural News, and the date was the 25th of February.
So, again, that's very current.
Yes, that's right. San Francisco declares state of emergency while media tells us there's no emergency at all. San Francisco, meanwhile, has just declared a state of emergency over the coronavirus, even when CDC officials claim there are essentially zero confirmed cases in San Francisco. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Mayor London Breed said more resources need to be allocated, quote, to make sure we are prepared, unquote. Even while the entire media establishment in America claims there's nothing to be prepared for in the first place. So why did San Fran just declare an emergency then? The CDC's insane policy of don't test, don't tell is keeping America in the dark while the epidemic explodes across U.S. cities. And Mike says, hear all my coronavirus podcasts at pandemic.news.
Yes, and if that completes that, here again is Natural News February 24th, and the headline was more than 8,000 Californians under self-quarantine for coronavirus, almost none of them tested. Zero enforcement of voluntary quarantine measures, medical insanity on parade. With global coronavirus infections now topping 80,000 according to official numbers, California now has 8,000 people under self-quarantine, which essentially means they're given instructions, or suggestions rather, to avoid interacting with others. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the California Department of Public Health just released the number earlier today. Yet apparently none of these people have been tested for the coronavirus. Since California isn't releasing any numbers describing how many people are being tested, hint, it's essentially zero. According to California's Department of Public Health coronavirus page, a grand total of 185 persons have been tested to date, but all that testing has been conducted by the CDC in Atlanta. At this time, the only laboratory testing for the novel coronavirus is being done at the CDC laboratory, says the California government's webpage. No testing results in no evidence of any transmission. It's a miracle of modern medical science. Since virtually no one is being tested for the coronavirus in America, California's Department of Public Health is able to claim there is no evidence of sustained person-to-person transmission of the virus in the United States. And however, the health risk to the general public in California remains low. Obviously, there cannot ever be evidence of sustained person-to-person transmission if the people who are infected are never tested. This now appears to be the entire containment strategy of California, Washington, Hawaii, and the CDC. We call it the don't test, don't tell approach to pandemic management. Oh, and as a bonus, California's self-quarantine protocols are practically nothing more than giving people suggestions on their behavior with zero enforcement or monitoring. The CDC has only tested 426 people in the entire country, including the 185 from California. And no wonder Trump is outraged that his order to leave coronavirus-infected Americans in quarantine aboard the luxury liner, his instructions were ignored as they were flown back to the USA. There's so much that we must keep watching. And we've run out of time for tonight. Write to us at P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and you can send any cash or money orders to that address. Good night.